Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. With official summer only 12 days away, the territory got a warm preview last weekend. The stickiness had some folks grinning, while the moose and I were cringing. In concert with the early warmth, predicted rain turned out wimpy in this neighborhood, barely enough to settle the milopine dust. Meanwhile, other places along the trail received some short but heavy downpours. Mother Nature's gardening projects are just about done. Our verdant forest spectacle is one to behold. The sugar maple foliage closes the deal. On the ground, those forget-me-nots have remembered us once again, making for blue on earth as it is in the heavens. And the delectable pie plant is being harvested without a rhubarb. Mmm. As we celebrate the Ojibwe full strawberry moon tonight and the next couple days, outdoor life is tough. The annual black fly invasion has folks swatting like mad people. A good bug net is somewhat comforting, but the mean critters are quite cunning in their ability to ride inside on one's clothing and then torment when we're unprotected. In my opinion, they're the worst they've been in several years. Sad to say, but the situation will multiply in intensity as the mosquitoes are just coming on. So if it seems as though I'm a bit snarly, I probably am, due to the building heat and humidity and the attack of the swarm. If you were a WTIP website reader of last week's column, you missed my on-air breaking news about the loon at the Chickwack site. As an update, a young'un was hatched a week ago this past Wednesday morning, with the partnering mate still AWOL. All went well, and by afternoon the little chick was into the water, with mom and one egg still in the nest. The same afternoon, who should appear but the apparent missing partner? After some quiet loon conversation, the slacker dad climbed onto the nest. There was a lot of prideful cooing as mom and baby floated about for the rest of the day. Next morning, the museum staff announced with dismay that the family had departed the nesting site, which seemed unusual. Later in the day, it was discovered the abandoned nest still had an egg, but no return of the family. Hearing of the plight, an area fisherman made a trip by the nesting platform and retrieved the egg. Finding a small escape hole had been opened, the tiny pecking effort was all the little one could muster, thus perishing. People with experience and knowledge of what might have occurred surmise the black flies likely drove the parents away from the last incubation. Through field glasses, observers had noticed the infestation swarming mom's head just days before the first hatching. Evidence indicates we humans are not the only ones being tortured by these nasties. Although this species of flies bothering loons and other water birds is different than the ones nipping people. We have to feel for all critters of the wild neighborhood during this biting onslaught. By the way, the egg is being shipped to where researchers at the Cornell University Ornithological Institute will analyze the egg in loon studies. A bear with quadruplet cubs has found its way to the south shore of Gunflint Lake. Then again, there might be more than one mama bear with 4 miles to feed, as I reported hearing one up in the end of the trail places a couple weeks ago. Regardless, this Bruno family caused quite a stir at a residence down along South Gunflint Lake Road one day and night last week. I'm told a noisy attempt to dispatch the gang from the yard spooked two of the cubs into explore their tree-climbing techniques. The sequence event sent the duo climbing a tall pine to nearly the top. Once up there, climbing down was discovered to be a scary option, so there they remained for hours. Meanwhile, Mama and the others made their way into the woods out of sight. Needless to say, the residents were not about to interfere with a rescue attempt. As darkness overtook the scene, I'm told the little ones were still aloft. It's amazing how moms have a way, because sometime during the night she must have talked them down. By morning, the homeowner's trail cam revealed the foursome was reunited, and while still hanging around, had to be issued another loud "get out of here" notice, which sent them off, not to be seen again. Area folks are reminded of the annual shrimp boil feast this coming Sunday, the 11th. Sponsored by the Gunflint Trail Historical Society, the event takes place at the Seagull Lake Community Center beginning at 4 p.m. A bake sale is also being held in conjunction with the meal. If any trail residents wish to contribute a baking confectionery, it's not too late, but a call to coordinator Judy Edlin in confirmation would be appreciated at 388-4400. This event is an important fundraiser for the society, with a per-plate donation suggested. Reminders also given to other GTHS members about the first membership meeting of the summer. It will be held this coming Monday, the 12th, at the SCOP Mid-Trail Community Center, beginning at 1:30. A history of the Blankenbergs will be presented by Bill Douglas and Bruce Kerfoot. Members who also might have stories about the territory's legendary landowners are urged to share during the program. Treats and conversation will follow. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great with expectant backcountry adventures.